Ezras Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Tzvi Ben Avi Yosef. Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Tzadi, second to the last daf in Nedarim. We sort of left off on Tzadi Amanalf, but let's just back it up to the last story that we learned, because today's daf, the beginning, is going to all be about this story. So let's review the story. There's also like 10 different explanations in the Rishonim exactly what happened in the story, but we're going to try to just keep the simplest explanation. Let's pick it up from Ahu Gavra, which is five lines, last one on the line, five lines before the end of Pei Tesam and Beis. A good morning to Avi Chanachenach Tzvika Shoshone from Amherst, Dr. Joe, Sammy, Jordan Matthew, Mr. Stern, Jerry, and Rabbi Yudin, Rav Aryeh Leib. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Ahu Gavra de Itza Hanayasa de Alma Ale. There's a certain guy who made the following condition. I am hereby going to Aser forbid all the pleasure of people. That's the question. Does he mean Itzar Hana or Itzar people? So the Ran learns, no, it just means Aser al Atzma Hana Sabrios. Pleasure from any other person. He himself is allowed to get Hana, but he Asered himself any Hana from any people in the world if Inasiv Itzisa Kilo Tanina Hilchasa. If I marry a girl before I have learned all of the halachos, what does that mean, learned all of the halachos? What is he going to learn? The Gemara is not clear exactly what he's going to learn. The Rush writes that sheyomod halachos. Tosis writes, ach elmod kol hashas. So he also said, let's finish shas together until he's going to learn all of shas. He's not going to get married until he finishes shas. That's what he said. So says the Tosis. Shita Mugubetzis writes the name of the Ritz. He's going to learn halacha sedura, the organized halacha. No, means all of Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, it's not totally clear what the condition was. Either way, whatever the condition was, he didn't fill it because he wanted to learn. He wanted to make sure to learn before he had to worry about parnasa. So he said, "I swear, I'm not going to benefit from anybody else in the world if I don't first finish shas. If I get married before I finish learning halacha." Anyway, Nebuch, the guy tried and tried to learn. He wasn't matzliach. So the way the Gemara describes that is, right bigapa v'tovlaya v'lo imtze lemisna. So, like I said, there's like seven explanations what this means. The simplest one, at least the one that's quoted here, he ran with his staff and his briefcase, meaning he tried the hardest. It's just the saying that they used to have. He tried the hardest that he could to learn Torah, but he couldn't do it. V'lo imtze lemisna. He wasn't successful. Even though he tried with all of his effort to learn, it was not oile biyado. Just one or two explanations. That's the Ran. The way I said it is the Ran. Tosfos and the Rush have it differently. Napa and Tovila are kalim that he carries fruit in. So the Kavana is that he was osik in Parnassa. So the Parnassa overtook him before he had a chance to. He had to be Isaac in his Parnassa. He didn't have a chance to learn. Others don't like that pshat. Okay, at the end of the day, the bottom line is, he was really in trouble because he tried to learn, it didn't work. He couldn't get married because if he would get married before learning, then he would be Aser and all the everybody else to get any benefit from somebody. So what should he do? He was stuck. So comes along Rav Acha bar Rav Huna and he tricks him. Aser Rav Acha bar Rav Huna v'shabshe. That's what some say it means. He tricked him. The Ritva said he seduced him. Either shabshe shibush usually means a trick. That's the Ran. The Ritva says he seduced him. He sent him a beautiful girl to go out with, or whatever it was, a great girl. So the Ran says he tricked him. He said, "Nah, don't worry. Get married. Don't worry. You have a reason why you couldn't learn. You'll be okay. Get married, and the neder won't apply." V'in sevisasa. So he had him marry a girl. Visharke tina. And then, again, this is just the way the Ran understands. There's five different explanations about what this means. But he got his clothing dirty. Why did he get his clothing dirty? Because he wanted to show him that he really needed people. This was going to be a way to get him a Pesach for the neder, that had he known that he was going to need people to clean himself off, to go to the cleaners. just a couple of fascinating pshatim on why they got him dirty. So the Ran says what I just said, that to show that he needs people. So says the Ran, based on the explanation of the Achronim. The Rush writes that this person had asked himself from all the Hanas of the world. So since he had asked himself from the Hana, he would have to take off his clothing. And so that he shouldn't have to stand there without clothing, so he covered him with dirt. So at least he couldn't wear the clothing now, because he wasn't allowed to get benefit from any pleasure in the world. So he couldn't wear clothing, so he covered him with mud so that he shouldn't be naked. So that's the way the Rosh understands. Taisus writes, Tachu betit, so that he shouldn't be nana from the world, or that Rav Chista shouldn't recognize him. He covered him with dirt so that he shouldn't recognize, because he was embarrassed by the fact that he wasn't able to mekayim his nether. All right, a million different explanations here. Why did he cover him with dirt? There's a lot more than that, but let's continue. So he brought him in front of Rav Chista. Amar Rava, man chachim lememad ki ha-milso. Wow. Rav Acha bar Yaakov was so smart. Who could have thought of such an einfal? He loved Rav Acha bar Rav Huna de Gavar Rabahu. Wow, Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. He was such a brilliant scholar that he was able to come up with this way to get him to violate the net, to get him to get the nether to start. He got him to violate the Tanai, to get married, and then to show him a Pesach, how he can get rid of the nether, so that the rabbi can now finally get rid of the nether. Why? Because what we learned in yesterday's daf, there's a machlokas of Nasan Chachamim, can a husband be mefer a nether in advance of the nether being chal? So here, the rabbis wanted to be choshesh for the opinion of Rav Nasan, who said that you can't get rid of a nether in advance. The only time you get rid of it is once the nether started. So the rabbi had to get the condition to be violated so that the nether would kick in. And once the nether would kick in, and then there would be a Pesach for the nether. And therefore, Rav Chista was able to get rid of the nether. Says the Gemara, why was this such great advice? The Kosava, the Chihechi, the Pligi Rabbanim, Rabbi Nasan Bahafara. Just like Rabbi Nasan and Chacham argue about, are you allowed to get rid of a nether in advance by Hafara of the husband? This is not a case of a husband. He has got nothing to do with it. It's a rabbi. Hachanami Pligi B'She'ela. The same machloikas applies in a case of she'elas chacham, in a chacham getting rid of a neder. That's the opinion of, that's the Gemara's opinion, that's Rava. That's Rava's opinion, that the same machlokas that applied by Hafara Sabal also applies by Ataras Chacham, and they wanted to be choshesh for the sheet of Rab Nassin, who says that you can't get rid of the Dharma in advance, so you have to figure out a way to get the nether to be chal, to violate the condition, so that the nether would kick in. However, says the Gemara, we don't follow that opinion. V'Rav Papi Omar, no. Machlokas b'Hafara. The machlokas Rabbi Nassin and Rabbanan applies by Hafaras Nedarim. The Rabbi Nassin Savar, Ein habal mefer elim kein chal haneder. The Rabbi Nassin holds, you're not allowed to be mefer in advance. Dechsev, because it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. This is not actually the source, the Rishonim say. It's not talking anything about Nedarim, but it sounds like a remez. V'chafra halavana. V'chafra sounds like v'hefer, and levana sounds like chal bana, meaning we learned earlier that a noder is like a person builds a bama, so boneh, chal boneh. The neder would be chal. Chafra, the hefer, halavana, only after it's chal. Chal boneh, after the neder is chal. That's the way Tosis and the Rush explain what's going on here. It's in remez from the words in Yeshayo that a husband cannot be mefer. Chafra is hafara. Dafra by hafara sedarim, the husband cannot be mefer until the neder is actually chal. For Rabbanan Savre, bal mefer af pishalo chal neder. And the Rabbanan say no, the husband can be mefer even if the neder hasn't been chal yet. Tiksiv mefer machshavos arumim. That, again, not talking about Hafara Sadar, but it sounds like by Hafara, even by a Machshava, you can get rid of it. Even when you already thought to make a nether, even though the nether hasn't yet been chal yet, even though the nether was not chal before. Aval b'she'ela, however, when it comes to she'ela of a chacham, when it comes to the she'ela of a chacham, aval b'she'ela, divrei hakol, ein chacham matir klum, elim kein chal nether. But by She'ela, he disagrees. Rav Papi disagrees. By She'ela, By Shelas Chacham, everyone agrees that you can't be Matir Neder. A Chacham cannot be Matir Neder unless the Neder is already Chal. Dechsev Lo Yachel Devaro. A play on the word Chal. Lo Yachel Devaro. Why did Torah write that you have to keep your words in the word of Yachel? Lo Yachalel Sdorad Chachamim Darshin and Brachos Daf Lamed Beis Hu Einu Meichel Aval Acherim Mochelin Lo. Others, a Chacham can be Mochel for him. From here we learn, so there's a mashmos in the word yachel, also the word chalos. Yachel means lo yichalel. Don't let your words go out profane. Don't profane your words. You have to honor your words. If you make a nether, you have to honor it. But since it wrote it in the lashon of yachel, that's what the Rishonim explain over here, that there's an additional hint. The Ran says, from the fact that the mashmos of the word yachel also has language of chalos, you could prove that the whole din of Ataras the Dharma of Yechacham only applies once the nether has already been chal. Others explain, no, it's from the end of the pasuk. We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, the rush. The rush is, nah, it's not from the word yachel. It's from the rest of the pasuk. Kechol hayotze mipiv yaseh, that it's only asiyah. Kechol hayotze mipiv yaseh. It's only after the nether is boli de asiyah. Can you be matrit? So says the Rosh. Okay, says the Gemara Lema Mesaile. Let us say that the following brisa is a proof to Rav Papi. Now keep these brises in mind, because the same brises that the Gemara thinks at this point are a proof to Rav Papi are going to be akasha to the third sheet, which we're going to quote in a minute. Says the Gemara Lema Mesaile. Let us say that the following brisa is a writer of Papi, that when it comes to the Atara of a Chacham, everyone agrees that a Chacham cannot be Matir Neder unless the Neder was already Chal. Leimam Mesayale. A guy says the following. Konam She'eni Nene Leploni. I swear that this guy is not going to benefit at all from my property. Ulami She'eshal Olav. And not only is this guy not going to benefit from my property, but he's so wanting to strengthen this nether, he's so angry at this guy that you can't benefit my property, that should I go to a chacham after I make the nether? Should I go to after this nether? Should I go to a chacham to be matter that nether? That chacham's not going to be a benefit for my property. He went to strengthen the nether. So he said, not only is this guy going to be usher of any of my property, but when I go to a chacham to try to be matter that nether, that chacham, he's also not going to be able to benefit. Now, clearly, that second nether is only the Michal after he goes to the Chacham to ask for Hatara. So right now, that second nether had Michal. So the Gemara says, Nishal al-Harishon. So first he has to get She'ela on the first nether, and only then, Va'achakach, Nishal al-Hasheni. Only once he's She'ela on the first one, so the second one is Chal, only then can he go be mad to the second one. And if you say that a chacham could be matir a nether even prior to the nether actually being chal, what's the difference of the order? Why can't you do the second one first? You could do whichever one you want first. Why do you got to do the first one first? Says the Gemara, who says that that's the first? In other words, maybe it just means do one, then the second. Very strange answer. The Rishonim say, this answer is such a doich answer. It's a raya that we don't hold like this answer. And Taka, this is a good raya. This price really is a good raya, that when that's what we follow Rav Papi, that a she'elas chacham, everybody agrees you cannot do in advance. Halacha lemaisa, that's the way most of the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But anyway, how do you know the brisa means that the first one is the first and the second one's the second? Very strange. What do you mean? As it doesn't say the general nether and then the chacham nether. It says the first and the second. A little bit of a strange response. The Ritva writes, even though the Gemara is doichit, nevertheless, the mashmos hapshuta of the words Rishon and Sheni certainly are like the Gemara thought originally, and therefore we paskin lahalacha like Rav Papi. Okay. Now the Gemara tries to bring a proof to Rav Papi from another Brisa. Ella. Okay, that the Gemara rejected that. Elaim Mimsai. Here you have a clear proof. Konim Sheini Nen Leploni. Guy swears, I'm not going to let this person benefit from me. And Harini Nazir L'cheshesha Elolav. And if I go to a Chacham and be mated this nether, I'm hereby accepting myself to be a Nazir. So here you have it clear. Nishal al Nidro v'achen Nishal Niziro. Ah, here, clearly it says, you got to first Nishal al Nidro, and only after that can you be Shoel on your Nizirus. V'yamris Nishal afal b'shalo chal ha-neder. If you say that you're allowed to go to a Chacham even before the Neder is chal, Ibaya al Nidro itchil b'resha. If you want, you should be able to first be mat to your Neder. V'ibaya al Nidro itchil b'resha. And if you want, you should maybe be able to ask on your Naziris first. How come you have to ask on your original nether first? Answers the Gemara, you have no raya from your Rav Papi. Maybe this was Rabbi Nassan's Shita. Right? The whole point of Rav Papi was nobody argues. Even Chachamim agree by a Chacham that you can't be Matah. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Nassan he. Maybe this is Rabbi Nassan. So you have no raya that Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Nassan over here. Ah. So that's the end of Shita number two. We had Rava and we had Rav Papi. Now we're going to have Shita number three, which is Ravina, or we can call it version two of Rav Papi. I'm Ravina. I'm Limrema. Hachim Avukim Shmei Rav Papi. We have a different version of Rav Papi. No, the other way around. Machlokas Bahafara. The whole Machlokas Rav Naschem is Bahafara. Avol B'sheila Divrei HaKol Mefer. It shouldn't say the word Mefer. It probably should say the word Matir, because it's not really talking about Hafara of the Baal. Avol B'sheila. But when it comes to being a Chacham being Matir, Divrei HaKol Mefer V'af Mishalo Chal HaNeder. Everyone agrees you're allowed to do it in advance. And what's the svar of such a thing? There's a very good svar that Achronim point out. Why? Because a Chacham is Oker the Neder Meikaro, right? A Chacham is Oker Neder Meikaro. If a Chacham is Oker Neder Meikaro, so it's Shaykh to say by a Chacham that he could prevent something from being Chal in the first place. Because a Chacham makes it like it never happened. So if it never happened, so if it didn't happen yet, the Chacham could say it never happened. But Hafar of the husband, he's only made for Mikan Lahaba. So if he's only made for Mikan Lahaba, it stands to reason you need to think to be Chal first in order for him to get rid of it Mikan Lahaba, not to make it happen from the first place. So say the Achronim. Teferis Tzion writes like that. Okay, never heard of him, but Masifta quotes him all the time. Okay, so, and he has a raya. Why dichsiv lo yachel devaro? Devaro, again, we had before lo yachel devaro as a raya to the other way. But he's learning, no, yet lo yachel devaro, just your words to accept upon yourself a neder, even in the future, that's enough. As long as you've accepted upon yourself, even if you didn't actually, the neder wasn't chal, as long as your words of acceptance happened, that's enough to get rid of the neder. All right, so others say it's the end of the pasuk. You know, sometimes the Gemara will quote Lo Yechad Varo V'Gomer. So he doesn't say V'Gomer, but the Tosfos, I'm sorry, the Shita Mekubetzus writes that the limit is from the end of the pasuk. K'chol Ayotzi Mipiv Yaseh. Mipiv means just when you with your mouth you said it, even if the neder wasn't actually chal yet. Ah, says the Gemara, Lameimra. Delo have be maisa, that even if the neder has not lo yachel dvaro, that even if the neder hasn't actually been chal yet, you can get rid of it. And now the same brises that we quoted earlier as a raya to Rav Papi A now become kashas against Rav Papi B. The same story. Says the Gemara, Meisve konim shein elapik leploni ulamisha nishal alav. I swear I'm not going to benefit from ploni, and I'm not going to benefit from. And then the Chacham who's matter the neder, I'm not going to be benefiting him as well. Nishal Rishach and Nishal Asheni. Amai. What do you mean? If everyone agrees that you are, that you are not allowed to do it in advance. I'm sorry. Everyone agrees you are allowed. Now we're saying everyone agrees you are allowed to do it in advance. So why can't you do it here? It's a kasha. Why can't you do it? It's not a raya here. It's a kasha. Amai ibay al hay nichal bereisha. Ibay al hay nichal bereisha. If everyone agrees you're allowed to do it in advance, so how come you can't do it in advance? You should be able to do number two before number one. Answer the Gemara. Who says which is Rishon, which is Sheni? Same answer we gave before. Mir de Rishon ve Sheni. Okay, but now the second one's really going to be a killer. Meisve konim Sheni nene. A guy swears that this guy's not going to be able to be she'ini nena mean liploni, meaning this guy can't get any benefit from me. And when I go to a chacham to be matir that neder, I'm going to be a nazir afterwards. The nazirus hasn't been chal yet. Nishal nidro v'achach nishal nidro. You're not allowed to do it in advance. What do you mean? You just told me everyone agrees. Or poppy number two just told me you agree. Everyone's allowed to do it in advance. Everyone agrees you're allowed to do it in advance. Yibayal nidro nidro b'resha. Yibayal nidro nidro b'resha. Tiyufta. Says the Gemara, you're right. This second brisa knocks off poppy number two, the third sheet overall, out of the water, and therefore we hold like Rav Papi number one. The Ran wrote earlier on Amud Aleph, Lahalacha, we paskin like the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Nassan with a bunch of reasons. We do paskin like Rav Papi number one means that everyone agrees that you cannot do it in advance. By a case of chacham, everyone agrees you can't do it in advance. But by the ikar machlokas, by hafaras habal, says the Ran, we follow chachamim against Reb Nassan, that the husband can be made for in advance. Lalacha we like that who disagree of Nassan for a number of reasons. Number one, yachid v'rabim halacha ki rabim. Number two, das Rabbi Akiva earlier. That a woman who says Harei Nazir L'Kishe Arish, the husband's allowed to do it in advance. He has a lot of rise to that. And there's a lot of discussion whether or not everyone agrees to this. Many don't agree to this. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Barishona. Originally, when the Mishnah says Barishona, also means the Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin, Barishona, originally before a Takanas Chachamim, we'll see in a second what the Takanas Chachamim was in a minute. Barishona, originally, Hayu Omrim, Shalosh Nashim Yotzos Vinotlos Ksuba. There are three women who have to be divorced, but they get the Ksuba on the way out. Who are these? Homeris Tmeyan Ilach. Lacha, an Ashes Kohen, a woman who's married to a Kohen, doesn't say that, but that's the Gemara is going to explain that. The Gemara is going to send him an Ashes Kohen. An Ashes Kohen who says, I was raped. And the halacha is, an Ashes Yisrael who's raped is allowed to stay married, nothing wrong. Stay married, no harm, no foul. She was raped, not her fault. She's allowed to stay married to her husband. But an Ashes Kohen, even if she's raped, she's usher to stay married to the Kohen. So it wasn't her fault. So she gets her ksuba, but he has to divorce her because he's not allowed to stay married to her. That's the way it was originally, the halacha. That a woman who says, I was raped, Eishes Kohen, she gets divorced, but she gets the ksuba. That's case number one. Case number two, woman says to her husband, this is a difficult case to figure out what's talking about over here, Shamayim Beini Levencha. So one shot is they've had marital relations and she's testifying, I swear by the name of Hashem that you are incapable of having children. Either you're impotent or you're refusing to have relations with me. That shot makes more sense with the Gemara later on. The impotent shot is a little bit difficult in what we're going to see in the second half of the Mishnah. Right? The Rishonim say, She'ein Zaro Yorek Kachetz. So he's not Roy Laholid. Hashem is a witness between me and you, meaning only Hashem knows this. Nobody else, I guess the doctors in those days couldn't figure this out. So the only person who would know this is the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's in the privacy of their own bedroom. So Hashem testifies. The Ritva adds, Bez then ask her if she intends for this. The Gemara is going to say Lo Sagi de Lo Amra. Others quote from the Ran quotes from the Yushalmi that she means that we're like the distance of Shemayim to Aretz. That's how far you and I are away. Meaning that he's refusing to have relations there. And the Rambam says that pshat also. That pshat is going to make more sense with the second half of the Mishnah. We'll see. And the third thing. So this woman, he has to divorce her. They're not having kids. He has to divorce her, and she gets a ksuba. And the third thing is, Unetulani min Yehudim. Netulani mena Yehudim, that we already had before, that she forbids upon herself to have relations with all Jews, including her husband. Why does she have to be divorced and she gets her ksuba? She made the nether. It's her fault. What does it mean, Yotzev Yitin ksuba? So the Gemara is going to explain what this means is that since she asserted marital relations on the entire world, not just her husband, it's not just that she doesn't want, it's obviously that it's painful for her. It's difficult. She's not capable of doing, of having it. And therefore, we have Rachmanis on her. So we divorce her and we give her the ksuba. She's not just trying to make life miserable for her husband. She's saying, I can't do this at all. So we divorce her and give her the ksuba. It's like mamish and oinus. She has some disease that she's not capable. It's like an oinus. Now, this was the original halacha. Chazru lomar, but the rabbis came back and said, Shalote isha nasenes neb acher. There was an niskalkul adoyrus, and women were like lying because they didn't want like their husbands. They wanted to get out of the marriage, so they would make up these stories, and it wouldn't be true. So the rabbis saw that women were taking advantage of this to get out of marriages in an illicit way. So they changed the din. They made takar. That's the ikar halacha, but they changed the din. Chazru lomar. Shalote isha nasenes neb acher. We're afraid that she's going to have eyes for somebody else. Umakalkelas abala. She'd make these stories up. So, sorry. If you say you were raped, bring a proof. We don't believe you. We don't believe you, you were raped. Even though Shavya Nafshach Tichet Yisura, really, usually a person's believed, a woman's believed to say. But as far as Yotzi Vitin Ksuba, so we say, Tavi Raya Dvara. She's got to bring a raya that she was raped. We don't believe her. Shashamayim Bini Levanecha. The heavens should testify that we're not having relations. Yasu Derech Bakasha. They should. So it's very difficult to know what this means, and it all depends on what you said the problem was, right? The Ran and the Rush from Yishalmi quote that it means they should make a meal, they should try to go for therapy, and they should repair whatever is stopping it from, try to bring them together, try to be mafias them, because just to stop having divorce or eating soup for this issue, try to figure out what the problem in the marriage was, why are they not able to have kids, what's the issue, what's happening? Go to a doctor, go to a fertility clinic. When she says she refused to have, so yafer lechelko, let the husband be made for his chelik. Utehe misham shaso, utehe netulim in Yehudim. But as far as everybody else, then the nether will continue. Says the Gemara. They asked the question. Armel lebala temeani, ma'u shetocha b'truma. So we said, if a Eishes Kohen says to her husband that I'm tamei, but So Yotzi Vitin Ksuba originally, but then the rabbi said, bring a raya. But what about, is she allowed to eat truma? What are the two sides to the machlokas? Rav Sheshet Amar Ocheles. Rav Sheshet says, she can eat truma. Just like she's not believed. Shalot Totzi Laz Al Bana. Because if we all of a sudden say she can't eat truma, people are going to say that her kids are mamzerim, that she's the product of an illicit relationship. Rav Amar Eino Ocheles. No, she can't eat chuma. We're not worried. Efshar Dachal Chulin. Maybe the reason she's not eating chuma is because she happens to not have any chuma on her. The fact that she all of a sudden stopped eating chuma, maybe she doesn't have chuma. That's not a raya that we're not letting her. She decides to eat chulin. Amarava umo derav sheishes shimnis armala sheino ochelas. If her husband dies, normally if an Eishes Kohen's husband dies, but she has kids from him, normally she's still allowed to continue to eat chuma. But umo derav sheishes shimnis armala. The whole reason we said it's nisarmala v'niskasha amrei. People will say hashta disnisa. She got raped after her husband died, and therefore it's not going to be motzi laz on her children because maybe the kids were born from before the rape, and now she got raped afterwards, and therefore it's not going to be motzi laz al banea, and therefore everyone's going to agree that she cannot eat truma. Everyone's going to agree that she cannot eat truma because there's no problem being motzi laz al banea in this case. Even Rav Sheshet would agree because people will say that she was raped after the kids were born. And therefore, we're not worried about that. This next Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, well, you could just start it. We'll just have another minute. Amar Rav Papa, Badiklan Rava. Rava asked us to Shaila to see if we were holding and learning. Badiklan, he would test us with the following Shaila. The Shaila of the day, Kasha of the day. Badiklan Rava, Eishes Kohen Shenensa. Yesh Laksuba, Wayne Laksuba. an Eishes Kohen who was raped. Well, that's going to be the right, because the Mishnah doesn't say it's specifically a Kohen. Does she get a Ksuba or not? Came to onus legabe Kohen, kiratzon legabe Yisrael dummy, right? Just like a Znus beratzon disqualifies the woman from staying married to Yisrael, Znus beones with a Kohen disqualifies her from staying married to the Kohen. So, and by Yisrael, ain't lo Ksuba. So maybe you'd say the same thing by Eishes Kohen to Odilma. No. Matzi Amalei, Ana Chazina, hey, I'm ready to stay married to you. V'garu d'nistach v'sadeu. If I was married to Yisrael, I would have a maid in the shade. I would get my ksuba. So just because I'm married to a Kohen, it's your problem. So you should give me the ksuba. V'amrina la, and we answered him, come on, what are you, that's a kasha? It's a beferish mishnah. Ma'asnizni, that's our mishnah. Ha'omeris t'mei anilach v'yesh la ksuba. Ma'asnizni, what's the case? Even if it's Yisrael, Ibaratzon klom yesh la ksuba. If she was zinsa baratzon, of course she doesn't get the ksuba. The bonus mika mitzra al gavra, she doesn't become us and the husband. Must be Ella Beishas Kayin. Ibaratzon klom yesh la ksuba. If she messed herself up, obviously don't get a ksuba. Migar Beishasra baratzon. Ella lav beones uktani yesh la ksuba. So you see the way the Mishnah says that an Eishas Kayin who was raped gets her ksuba, make her a din. Everyone should have a good chaydish and a wonderful day.